Podcast Help Desk number 93 for December 15th, 2016. Today I'm going to talk about what is a podcast and what is a podcaster.
The Podcast Help Desk is where we go deep into the technology of podcasting, help you with the problems you may run into, and when we have a chance, review new gadgets, services, and solutions for podcasters. To keep your podcast running smoothly, it takes some tech. That's what Podcast Help Desk is here for, to smooth out the geek speak and put it in, more or less, plain English. The main audience for this podcast is those who have podcasts and want to tweak the tech to get better sound, a better website, a more reliable feed, or a more streamlined workflow. Also, for podcasting beginners that don't want to make all the mistakes themselves. Here's your host, Mike Dell.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike, and thanks for listening to Podcast Help Desk. And a couple of items of news that I thought were interesting. One is the deal for Spotify to buy SoundCloud has fallen through. Sean wrote that up over at Podcaster News, so go check that out. I'll have a link in the show notes at podcasthelpdesk.com/93. But the basic idea is that Spotify is trying to make a profit, and SoundCloud's been trying for a really long time to make a profit, but all they've ended up with was a bunch of debt, so didn't look like it was a good time for Spotify to take them on with their initial public offering coming up. Maybe in 2017, who knows? But probably wasn't a good fit. So that's the second time SoundCloud has been passed up by big buyouts. First Twitter and then now Spotify. And who knows what they're going to do next. But man, oh man, if I was on SoundCloud with my podcast as my sole podcast hosting provider, I would run the other way. Just saying. That does not bode well for SoundCloud, that's for sure. And, hey, was your podcast canceled by the podcast authority? I got one of those letters. A bunch of other people did as well. It's obviously some scam. We haven't figured out why. But I got an email from the podcast authority. It says, "Hello, Mike. I hope you're well. And unfortunately, I do not bring good news today. I regret to announce that as of today, we have chosen to cancel your podcast. There will not be any further episodes of the Podcast Help Desk. We understand this may come to as a shock to you. Unfortunately, some of the content in the last few episodes has been absolutely unacceptable. We are therefore left with no choice but to discontinue your podcast immediately. I hope you understand why we have had to make this difficult decision, and we wish you the best of luck in your future ventures going forward. Yours sincerely, Alex, from the Podcast Authority." Oh boy, imagine my surprise when I got that email. Wow. My podcast was canceled. Oh no. Of course, a lot of you might have thought I was because I kind of been MIA here lately, but oh well, that's a whole nother subject. But no, if you got that email, first off, the Podcast Authority is not really an authority on podcasting. In fact, I couldn't dig up hardly any information about them, and I've replied to Alex pleading my case and have yet to hear back, so I will report what happens. So if you're listening to this, you're probably listening to it through some bootleg outfit, maybe like iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher or Spotify. I'm not on Spotify. Well, maybe I am. Wouldn't know it because I couldn't find it. It's a whole other thing. Of course, I keep saying that, don't I? Anyway, let's get on with the rest of the show. So I had a question come in, so I will answer that. Somebody asked me, is the Blue Yeti a good microphone to start out with? And my short answer was, of course, no. Now, to be fair, the Blue Yeti is not a bad microphone, but it's not the best microphone to start with. You know, the problem with the Blue Yeti is the same problem with every other condenser mic. And I have nothing against the Blue Yeti. I have nothing against condensers. But they're not the best microphone for the average podcaster. Now, if you have a very, very, very quiet room that you record in, and when I say quiet, nothing is going on in the room other than you and the microphone. Even the computer, if it's got a fan on it, it's going to cause you trouble. Now, not always. You know, that's a generalization. You know, I've been, you know, people point that out to me all the time. Yeah, you know, if you set it right and you have the right mic technique and all that, you can get great results out of a Blue Yeti or any other condenser. Sure, no problem. But for the average podcaster that doesn't want to worry about all the fiddly technical aspects of it, and they just want to turn on a microphone and talk into it, that is definitely not the best. Now, I've done this before, but I'm going to do it again. Right now, I'm talking to you through my normal studio microphone, which in this case is a Heil PR40, and insert, grandiose music there. It's, the Heil PR40 is a good microphone. It's not necessarily the best one either. And, it's an individual thing. But anyway, I'm going to use a condenser microphone. Okay, this is the typical condenser microphone. Maybe not typical, but this is a condenser microphone in the exact room, the exact position that I'm on when I'm on my Heil PR40. And you'll notice that the condenser microphone, in this case, was the condenser microphones built into my Roland recorder. So maybe not, that's why I said maybe not a typical condenser. I don't have a typical condenser microphone here anymore. I used to. I can't think of the name of it, but, you know, it's the ones that you can get for about $50 or $60. And it was a decent microphone, but it picked up everything. Now, I had the Roland turned down to a decent level, and I actually used decent mic technique with it, but you could hear in the background that it definitely had more background noise, you know, fan noise, whatever. And it also, you know, you could hear me breathing a lot more than you do with this microphone. I'm sure you hear it anyway, but, you know, so it, you know, you can make a Blue Yeti work for you. The other disadvantage, I think, with a Blue Yeti or any of those types of microphones is they're USB only. So, you know, like if that's what I had here and somebody wanted to join me on the podcast, I'd have to do it using some sort of Skype recording software, and they'd have to be remote. They couldn't be in the same room. Or if they're in the same room, then it'd be like putting the mic in the middle of the desk, and then, you know, you'd hear the room. You wouldn't sound like a studio. It would sound like a mic sitting in the middle of the room, which, like I said, maybe is preferable in certain cases. You know, I've done it before where I've had, three people sitting around a table at a restaurant, and I put the recorder in the middle of the table, and that was acceptable. But it's definitely not studio-level recording. And, you know, most podcasters do want to have a little bit better quality. I'm not saying you have to go out and spend, you know, $400 on a Heil PR40 and a boom and a this and a that and the other thing. I mean, no, you don't have to do that at all. I'm also not telling you to go get an ATR2100. That may not be the best microphone for you. You know, find one that you like and, you know, get used to how it works. That's the best advice. So there is no one best microphone. The advantage of the ATR is they're relatively cheap. They're relatively good. You have the choice of either USB or XLR. So when you add a mixer later on, the mic is still usable. I have one sitting right here. And in fact, I did a episode of Mike Dell's World not too long ago using that plugged in USB to my MacBook. And it turned out really well. So, yeah, you can get by on an ATR 2100, but that also may not be the best choice. So when someone asks me what the best choice is, and then they mention Blue Yeti, Blue Snowball, any other condenser mic, I'm going to tell them that's probably not the best. If you're in a perfect situation and you're just going to be the solo voice on your podcast, Blue Yeti probably will work great. If you're going to use it on video, that might be good because, you know, you can have the mic out of frame. You know, if I do video with this PR40 stuck in my face, you see a PR40 stuck in my face. With a Blue Yeti, you could conceivably set it down on the desk. Now you'd have to be in a quiet room, set it down on the desk, and it's just you on the video. That still may not be the best. So the best is subjective, I guess is the best way to put it. So if it were me and I was just starting out, I would not get a Blue Yeti. So what is a podcast? Well, the dictionary definition is first as a noun. It's a digital audio file made available on the internet for downloading to a computer or portable media player, typically available as a series, new installments of which can be received by subscribers automatically. It can be an audio, a video, or a text. Yes, PDFs and ebooks can be a podcast. But the key to it is automatically, and currently RSS is the way that happens, which stands for Really Simple Syndication, or I'm sure there's about three other definitions for that acronym. But anyway, and it can be a verb. To podcast would be to make a digital audio file available as a podcast. And, you know, there's lots of people out there that are doing audio shows. You know, there's radio shows, there's people that are just doing it to download on the internet, and that may or may not be a podcast. A podcaster is, and this is my definition, so this is not an official dictionary definition, but there's three different definitions that I've come up with. One is an independent content creator that makes audio or video available as a podcast. Two, a host or co-host of an audio show or video show that is later turned into a podcast. So that could be some radio show hosts or XM satellite radio hosts or whatever. If, as long as their show is ultimately turned into a podcast, they could be called a podcaster. And three, a company that produces audio or video that is distributed as a podcast. So like Gimlet Media, something like that. But my point is simply making audio or video is not necessarily podcasting. A couple of examples here locally. In town, there's a former local AM talk radio host in town that moved from radio to podcasting, so he says. But what he's doing is live streaming his audio show and then making the MP3s available for download on his website. He does not use RSS, and his shows are not available as podcasts. You know, it's not in iTunes, it's not on Stitcher, it's not on TuneIn or Google Play or any of the other such places. There's no RSS feed for it. It's not a bad show. It's just not a podcast, even though he calls it a podcast. And I've been bugging him, so eventually he will have an RSS feed, so we'll see. But it's a, you know, it's not a podcast. And he's not a podcaster. He's a talk show host that's doing an audio show, live streaming, and then making the archives available. And that was going on long before the term podcasting came about. In fact, that's what kind of got me into first listening to podcasts and later doing podcasts. But, you know, like Bruce Williams, he was a famous talk show host. Probably in the 80s and 90s, he was originally on NBC TalkNet. You remember Sally Jesse Raphael? Well, she was originally on the radio instead of the TV. And He was the host that came in behind her on the NBC radio network. Anyway, totally off subject, but that's what got me into it, is Bruce would later make his shows available as MP3 downloads, and I had one of the first iPod, one of those little ones that looked like a stick of gum. I forget what it was called, but iPod Mini or Nano, or I don't know what it was, but it was a little one. And what I would do is I would download Bruce's show, all 3 hours of it, the night before, and that was about all it would fit on this iPod. And then I'd take it to work with me. I worked night shift at the time, and I'd listen to 3 hours of Bruce Williams. And then I'd have to turn back on the AM radio, because that was all the iPod would hold. But then when podcasting came out, well, it was a whole different world. And so anyway, there's another former radio host in town that does what is now a podcast. And my friend Steve goes by Omelet on the air, and omeletradio.com if you're interested. But he does a podcast now, and it is really a podcast. He does it 2 times a week, and you know, he's up on iTunes and Stitcher and all those other places, and I helped him out with that. And he is going to be doing some live streaming as well. We're going to set up a live streaming thing, which I will talk about my new live streaming thing at the end of the episode here. But anyway, the distinction between the two different approaches is that, you know, one's available via RSS as a podcast and one simply isn't. There's nothing really wrong with either. It's just different. You know, it's an online radio show with archives, and the other is a podcast. You know, Audible has these things called channels. Those are not podcasts. They sort of fit the definition loosely, because they are available as a series, and I'm fairly sure they're automatic, but maybe not. I haven't played with it. So maybe they do count, but that would not be via RSS. And you know, whether or not that's actually part of the definition, that's here nor there, I guess. So maybe Audible channels are sort of loosely podcasts, but they're not free and open podcasts. There's also XM On Demand. If you have the XM Radio app, you can get certain shows on demand, but those aren't automatic. You have to request them, and they stream to your device, and there's nothing wrong with that. But like I said, it's not necessarily a podcast. And just like I said, putting audio on a website is also not a podcast. So if you come to podcasthelpdesk.com, and you'll see there's all kinds of ways to subscribe. And that subscription is driven by RSS, and that is, by definition, a podcast. So, you know, don't listen to a lot of people that say that, hey, we're podcasting, you can download our audio on our website. You know, 'cause a lot of radio stations say they're podcasting, and they're really not. They're just making certain segments of their show available as MP3s to download and listen to. And like I said, nothing wrong with that. Just it's just different. It's not a podcast. So when you say you're podcasting, you know the definition. As most of you know, this show is brought to you by Blueberry Podcasting. And I'm not going to make this a big advertisement. This is kind of the Blueberry tip slash new feature of this episode. Blueberry announced, I believe it was Monday, that they've got Post to Social. And what Post to Social is a way to post your episodes to YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. You might notice, if you follow me on these social networks, that I've been posting episodes to the social media. And Blueberry takes a little bit different tact when it comes to YouTube and Facebook than other podcasting companies do. We do a 2-minute teaser. So what Blueberry does is it takes your file and makes it into a video. you know, just your album artwork is the, you know, backdrop of the video. And then it plays 2 minutes, the first 2 minutes of your episode. And then we allow you to have a, what I call a stinger, but it's a, you know, a little outro that you pre-record, and that adds that to the video. So when you go see the post on Facebook or YouTube for this episode, you're going to hear the first 2 minutes, and then you're going to hear me say, if you want to hear the rest of the episode, go over to podcasthelpdesk.com. And the reason for that is that on Facebook and on YouTube, most people have a short attention span. You know, especially on Facebook, if you start playing a piece of audio on Facebook, either you're going to sit there and stare at that, or you're going to want to scroll down and see what else is going on in your news feed, and eventually, you know, you're going to lose interest in it, or, you know, navigate to a different page and it's going to stop playing. So why not just put the first 2 minutes there, and if they're really interested, they'll go to your website and listen to the rest of it. And really, that's what social media is all about, is to get people to come over and subscribe to your podcast. So that's the reason for the 2 minutes. On Twitter, that's done a little bit differently. That's a Twitter card. So it plays the entire audio. In fact, it puts the Blueberry audio player right there in Twitter. Now, one of the things about this is it's only available to those who are hosting at Blueberry. So you can't just have a Blueberry listing, and even statistics. You have to have it hosted at Blueberry simply because we make the video. The files need to be local to Blueberry for that video chunk to be made. So if you want to use Post to Social, come on over and sign up for Blueberry hosting. We'll migrate you over, all that good stuff. It's free migration, which is also free, is definitely cheaper than anybody else out there, or at least the same. So go check it out. If you want a free month, of course, you can use my promo code HELPDESK, and that'll give you a free month of hosting. They give you a free month of stats, too, if you want professional stats and you don't want to post to social. And pretty soon here, you'll be able to get a website over there. Using PowerPress Sites Deluxe, and you'll also get a free month of that with that promo code when it comes out. But suffice it to say, the Post to Social has been fairly popular this week. Haven't got a whole lot of tech support questions about it yet. There'll be a link to the show notes to show you how to set that up if you are hosting at Blueberry or you want to move over. Of course, you can get a hold of me if you want help migrating. So again, use the promo code HELPDESK for a free month of hosting over at blueberry.com, and you too can use Post to Social. So you notice I've been a little bit absent here lately, at least on this feed, and no excuse. And, I'm not even going to apologize. I'm going to say that Podcast Help Desk show is going to become a little less scheduled. As you know, I can't really stick to a schedule, so I'm not even going to try anymore. I did that with all the rest of my shows, so I'm going to do it with this one too. When the mood strikes me and I have some interesting stuff for you, I will put out an episode. Otherwise, I'm not going to waste your time just putting out an episode because it's on the schedule. And, you know, of course, that kind of goes against some of my recommendations to be on a schedule so people can build themselves into, or build you into their lives. That's a better way of putting it. But I've just come to the conclusion that, first off, podcasting, although it's my profession as a, you know, as a day job, it's the actual producing of podcasts is not my day job. And you know, I do help people with podcasts as a day job, and I enjoy doing it for this podcast. But, you know, unless I have something that's going to be useful to you, like I said, I'm not going to waste your time putting out an episode simply because it's on the schedule. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm going to have less episodes. I might even have more episodes chances are I will have more episodes, and they'll probably be shorter. Maybe do single subjects, kind of like what I was doing with a quick hits feed. I might just do that here instead. Yeah, I'm always revamping. Like I said, I'm an advanced hobbyist when it comes to actual podcast production. So, why not treat it that way? When the mood strikes me and I got something interesting to tell you, then that's what I'll do. And, not to say that, if you want to take it more seriously, yes, you should be on a schedule. But, that's just, know yourself. I guess that's the way to put it. I know for a fact I'm not good at schedules. I'm okay. I show up to work every day, that kind of thing. I'm good at that. But, when it comes to creative endeavors such as this, if the mood strikes me, I'm a podcasting machine. I could put out lots of episodes, right in a row. And that's probably what I'll do. So you'll probably see spurts of podcast activity coming from me. That's how my other shows go. I'll do 2-3 shows in a week and then not do any for a couple of weeks and that kind of thing. So expect the unexpected on this feed from here on out. When I have somebody interesting to talk to, I'll interview them and put out an episode. And when I've got something interesting to tell you, I'll put out an episode. They may be 10 minutes. They may be 2 hours. I doubt they'll be 2 hours, but you know what I mean. So with that, I just wanted to address the elephant in the room. The other thing is I've started a live streaming station. I know Blueberry has podcast to radio, and I do have that for Podcast Help Desk. And that just takes the last 3 episodes of Podcast Help Desk and puts them on a loop in a streaming station. You can access that on a whole bunch of streaming platforms. And, of course, there's a player right there at podcasthelpdesk.com. But for my personal podcast, Mike Dell's World, and actually all the podcasts that I do, I've got a live streaming station, and it's in auto DJ mode most of the time, so I'll have, episodes of all the different shows I do in the rotation, and I may throw in some other interesting audio into the rotation from time to time. But the gist of this one is I can go live whenever I want to. And I will do an episode of Podcast Help Desk to tell you how to go live like that. But I can fire up an application here on my Macintosh. It'll also work on Windows, I guess. And just go live. So I break into whatever's playing on the station and go live. So you can access that over at Mike Dell. .com up the top. It's called Radio Mike Dell. And it might be interesting. And I didn't go live for this recording, but most of the time when I record podcasts, I will flip on the live switch. So, if you got nothing better to do than listen to me drone on about whatever I'm droning on about, go check out Radio Mike Dell. That will also be available in all the normal streaming places like Sonos and iTunes and iHeart and TuneIn and all that good stuff. And even at times when things are interesting, I've actually been known to plug in my police scanner and have it listen to air traffic control or the police radio or something like that, or ham radio. Done my ham radio nets that I do on Sunday mornings. I've gone live with those, so you never know what you're going to get over there. Go check that out. Again, MikeDell.com. So with that, I'll call this an episode. Among other things, just happy you're here, and hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas, whatever else you might celebrate. All that good stuff. Catch me later.
Thanks for listening to the Podcast Help Desk. If you would like Mike to answer your question on the show, email podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, or better yet, record a voice message at podcasthelpdesk.com. See you next time.